From politics to prosecutions, the Martha Stewart trial continues in New York this week, with the defense looking a little better. On last Friday, the judge blocked any expert testimony that the domestic diva had misled her company's shareholders. Reporter Thomas Mulligan is covering the trial for the Los Angeles Times and offers these observations about the judge.
I think juror number 4 is a little sweet on Judge Cederbaum. He always chuckles when the lawyers get in trouble with her, which happens a lot. Juror number 4 seems easier to read than the other 3 men and 8 women on the panel, but I think they all have a soft spot for Judge Cederbaum. They smile when she smiles, and their brows cloud up when she throws one of her stern looks at a misbehaving attorney. In a high-profile trial like Martha Stewart's, no judge can avoid being a central presence. Judge Cederbaum, that's Miriam Goldman Cederbaum, age 74, has taken firm command, but she's done it without the preening or self-consciousness that has made judges in certain other celebrity trials seem so unjudge-like. In the pastels drawn by courtroom artists, Judge Cederbaum always looks more severe than in person. Her features are sharp, but also mobile and expressive. In the movie, she'll be played by somebody regal, maybe Olympia Dukakis. My wife favors Tyne Daly, but she's wrong. The New York tabloids like to describe Judge Cederbaum as schoolmarmish. That doesn't quite nail it for me. I have in mind a piano teacher type, the kind who beams when you navigate a tricky passage, but who summons her darkest glare if you haven't practiced your scales. Judge Cederbaum is an alumna of Barnard College in Manhattan, the same exclusive Seven Sisters school from which Martha Stewart graduated. She's a Democrat, but was appointed by Republican President Reagan. She has a low-key courtroom demeanor. "Now just a moment," is her sharpest rebuke. Earlier this week, Richard Strasburg, lead attorney for Stewart's co-defendant and former stockbroker Peter Bakanovic, kept pressing a point the judge had already rejected. Finally, she interrupted, "Please, Mr. Strasburg, I have permitted you to re-argue any number of times, and there comes a point at which you have to abide by my rulings." The government gets its share of chidings. Co-prosecutor Michael Schachter this week was rather artlessly prodding a witness toward the answer he wanted. The defense kept objecting that he was leading the witness. Sustaining the latest objection, Judge Cederbaum said wryly, "Mr. Schachter, I don't think you understand the meaning of a leading question." That ended it. The lawyers typically grumble about judicial favoritism, but Judge Cederbaum's true bias is clear. She loves the jury. When she reprimands a lawyer, it's almost always for a line of questioning she thinks will confuse or mislead her jurors. She greets them each morning with a warm smile and sends them home each night with gentle admonitions to ignore the media and get a good night's sleep. Jurors 1 through 12 nod and smile back.
Courtroom observations from LA Times reporter Thomas Mulligan.